Adults offered thoughts and prayers after the Florida school shooting, but the students who survived want action. By Charlotte Alter. After a former student armed with an AR-15 assault rifle allegedly murdered 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida Wednesday, adult politicians offered predictable responses. Senator Marco Rubio, the 46-year-old Florida Republican who's benefited from more than $3 million in NRA campaign spending, tweeted Bible passages. Florida Governor Rick Scott, a 65-year-old grandfather who's received an A-plus rating from the NRA, offered his thoughts and prayers to the students and their families. Donald Trump, the oldest president ever elected to a first term, spoke for 7 minutes about the shooting Thursday without mentioning guns. In 2016, the NRA broke its own political records to spend more than $30 million helping him get elected. The kids aren't having it. This was one of the first school shootings where the survivors are both old enough to describe their own experiences and have the power of social media to blast their stories across the internet. They're not allowing adult politicians and commentators to have the last word on what happened to them, and they're not accepting thoughts and prayers in place of real political action. I think it's great that they're saying thoughts and prayers, but it doesn't do anything. And after every single shooting, that's what they say over and over again, but nothing ever changes, says Carly Novell, 17, who hid in a closet for 2 hours to escape the gunman. It has to be political, because this happened because of guns. This happened because of the relaxed gun laws that we have. After conservative Fox News commentator Tomi Lahren criticized the left for pushing an anti-gun and anti-gun owner agenda in response to the shooting, Novell tweeted, "I was hiding in a closet for 2 hours. It was about guns. You weren't there. You don't know how it felt. Guns give these disgusting people the ability to kill other human beings. This is about guns, and this is all about the people who had their lives abruptly ended because of guns." Students posted videos of gunshots on Snapchat and photos of their classmates crouched under their desks. Senior Sam Zeif, 18, posted a screenshot of his text exchange with his 14-year-old brother, who was in a classroom upstairs. His brother, who also survived the shooting, watched his teacher die in front of him. "Scariest part of it all was knowing my little brother was right above me and not knowing if I'd ever see him again," Sam Zeif tweeted. "I've never really treated him the way he deserved. Not anymore. Seeing his face outside of school was the most relief I had ever felt. My prayers to all." Zeif lost a close friend, Joaquin Oliver, a fellow basketball player whose friends called him Guac and was always ready with a hug. Zeif says his friend's death can be directly attributed to lax gun laws that allowed a troubled teenager like shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz to get a gun in the first place. And now he's committed to making sure his representatives know it. "I lost a friend. He doesn't have a voice anymore," Zeif said. "So I need to make sure that I use mine to make sure he didn't die for nothing. He died for change." Unlike previous school shootings involving younger children or shootings before the age of 24-hour news and social media, survivors of the Stoneman Douglas shooting are speaking out en masse with a largely united voice to demand that adults get their act together and come up with a plan for common-sense gun reform. Several of the teenage survivors made appearances on evening news broadcasts and cable news networks to speak out about the need for new laws, including gun safety laws. At a candlelight vigil for the victims Thursday night, the crowd chanted, "No more guns! No more guns!" Students at a nearby South Broward High School walked out of class Friday to protest President Trump and Senator Marco Rubio's lax policies on gun safety. "What we really need is action," student David Hogg said on CNN in a clip that went viral. "We're children. You guys are the adults."